So good morning. It is still morning. It's 11:25 a.m. Mountain Time here. Really? It is Monday, December the 3rd, 2018, still. It's a chilly. It is a chilly morning. 38. Sun is up high in the sky, so this is probably about as warm as the day is going to be. I mean, it may go up a couple more degrees before it starts cooling off again, but chilly day. It's December. What do you want? So I'm out. I'm walking. I almost didn't. I spent the morning. I spent yesterday. Let me back up. I spent yesterday pondering what I was going to do next. And a big piece of me wants to go on to the new project. But Kip Grace is proving to be enough of a distraction that I can't seem to really let it go. Which is actually a good sign. That means that the story is still important to me. So this morning I broke out the last draft that I have of the work I've done on it. It was dated sometime in 2015. So this draft is 3 years old. And I started working through it and thinking, well, yeah, did I start where the story starts? Did I start where I need to start? Is there something I can salvage from what's here to move forward, perhaps, and put this story to bed? I have enough time in between now and the end of the year to get at least 80,000 words put together. And even 100,000 words put together to finish this story up. Particularly if I can salvage stuff. If I can do the work, if I can take advantage of the work that I did before. If it's not too bad. So, that was my thinking when I got up this morning after too little sleep last night. And I opened up the file. And I spent the morning reading the file and going through it. And the problem is, this is exactly the story that I need. This is, what's there is there. What's there is right. What's there is what the story needs to be. But I'm missing all of the Sarah Krug perspective, because all I've written is Otto. That was a big truck, in case you missed it. So all I have in the current Cape Grace is 34, almost 35,000 words of Otto's perspective. And I have nothing that supports Sarah's narrative from when she joined the Lois McKendrick. There's virtually nothing there that supports her story. And so it occurs to me that what I've got to do is to get in between all of these chapters that are Otto watching his little girl grow up and struggling against the difficulties of dealing with the consortium's rules about sons of shamans, and how he's trying to get her, make it possible for her to stay on the planet, on St. Cloud. On the south coast, so that she's not, so in large part for selfish reasons, but from an altogether understandable reason that she's a shaman. And being loose, being deprived of her medium, being deprived of walking the beach, listening to the world. In Otto's mind, that's like cutting off your legs. It's sacrificing a huge amount of what you are. So he's trying to move planets and failing and becoming more and more desperate. So his story is pretty nailed down. His story is pretty well fleshed out. Except that it doesn't really support the narrative. So I need to go in and fix that. So by the time I surfaced from the file this morning, from what I had already, which is basically half a novel already, now by the time I surfaced it was pushing 11 o'clock. I thought, nah, it's too late. It wasn't too late. I can still go out. It's still morning. And perhaps taking a walk. It's not a beach, but perhaps taking a walk will help spring loose some ideas. Will help me understand a little more about what I might be able to do with this. And to bring it back into line. Because while what I've got there is pretty good, the fact that it doesn't support the narrative means I need to go back through and I need to find places where I can correct that oversight. That's one of the difficulties with writing towards an ending and having at least a thumbnail sketch of what one person believes is the truth, but which goes against everything we know about Otto Krug from South Coast. make a southern turn here. It's sun is up high. It's shining right on me. Feels good, warming my legs. I can't turn my face toward it and walk in a straight line. It's right over my shoulder here. So yeah, I guess the next thing I'm going to do is Cape Grace. I don't have a cover for it yet. Get ready, sit with my monk post. Other than the temperature, it's a pretty lovely morning. It's quite delightful. And the sun shining on my right side is giving me quite a lot of solar gain. There's a little bit of a breeze. It's not all sunshine and lollipops here. Well, it's still a pretty nice morning. So today is the first day of finishing Cape Grace, I guess. I'm thinking about 2019, and not so much New Year's resolutions as modifications to my structures. So one thing is I'm going to stop thinking about should I go for my walk or not, and just go for my walk. Because I really need to do that. I also need to get on with my diet. I need to get back on a 1500 calorie diet here for a while and get some weight off again. I need to stop eating cookies and ice cream. I need to stop eating two dinners instead of one. I need to get back to focusing on fresh and focusing on flavor. And less on what can I fix quick. I need to get some protein for lunch here pretty soon. Fried egg sandwich, maybe. I'm gonna make chicken soup for supper. So this is my brain at work. This is me walking along, trying to think of what do I need to be thinking about. I need to be thinking about Christmas. I need to make a hotel reservation for next month down in Colorado Springs. Morning. Another old guy out for his morning walk. Straighten up, straighten up. My wife is after me because I keep slouching, walking stooped over. You walk like stooped over like an old man. Well, yeah. I'm an old man, but there's no reason for me to get into that habit. Oh, run that stop sign. It's only a suggestion. God, I wasn't depending on him to stop. Oh, the sun is full on my back now. Feels great. Oh, wow. The air is still pretty cold. Park is looking very winterish. All the plants have pretty much closed up for the season. There's a lot of seed heads hanging. I don't know what they're waiting for, but I suspect they'll be gone by spring. Either fallen or eaten. Prickly white poppy doesn't seem to have any seed pods left. So I'm assuming they've all either blown off or fallen down or something. Oh, we gotta try to bring this tree back. This one tree that looked really bad. It's got tree wrap on it. That one is dead. It's been completely girdled by something. So the other day at the grocery store, I got a wreath. My wife has a love-hate relationship with Christmas. She loves the idea of it. She hates having to do it. And when we had kids around, it was like, oh, this is really exciting. We can do something. You know, we do a whole bunch of little stuff for the kids. Now the kids are 20, 23, doing stuff for the kids is not exactly the same. And it shows in our enthusiasm for the holiday. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.